From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, Greece gets a bailout extension. After 3 weeks of talks, Eurozone finance ministers have agreed to extend financial aid to Athens by 4 months, lifting for now the threat that Greece would run out of money within weeks. Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis said it was the first step on a long journey.
We have found partners amongst those who, up until very recently, looked at us with suspicion. There are some partners still that are looking at us with suspicion. This is our challenge to win over their trust.
Greece was hit hard by the 2008 global financial crisis. It needed $270 billion bailout from the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund to avoid economic collapse. But the deal demanded Greece make drastic economic reforms, including deep cuts in public spending, which many Greeks say created unreasonable hardships. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko accused the Kremlin on Friday of direct involvement in the sniper deaths of anti-Russia protesters last year in Kyiv's Maidan Square. He made the charge on the first anniversary of those killings. The Russian Foreign Ministry called the accusation madness. Meantime, the separatists and the Ukrainian government accuse each other of ceasefire violations. The new U.S. Defense Chief Ashton Carter made a surprise visit to Afghanistan today in Kabul, conferring with commanders and Afghan leaders about the future of the American military presence in Afghanistan. Only days after taking the helm as Defense Secretary, Carter paid an unannounced visit to the country where U.S. troops have been deployed for more than 13 years. This is VOA News. Aides to former Yemeni President Abid Rabo Mansour Hadi says he has left the capital, Sana'a, for his hometown, Aden, after Shiite rebels let him go following weeks of house arrests. Mr. Hadi was detained last month along with his ministers when Shiite Houthi rebels toppled Yemen's government. Meantime, a U.N. special envoy from Yemen's political parties are close to signing a deal that could prevent the country from sliding into civil conflict. Henry Ridgewell reports.
There are renewed hopes a civil war may be averted. In a statement Friday, the United Nations Special Envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, who is brokering talks between rival parties, said a breakthrough agreement would see a transitional council replace the upper house of lawmakers. The existing lower house, dominated by lawmakers supportive of the Houthis, would remain in place. The September Houthi takeover of the capital, a Shia militia from the north, pitted them against Yemen's Sunni tribes and other groups from the south. The Houthis' advance into the capital was helped by tacit support from the former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh. The United States accuses Saleh of supporting the Houthis to create the conditions for a coup. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
United Nations war crimes investigators are considering publishing names of suspects involved in Syria's four-year war and are also pushing for ways to bring them to justice. An independent commission of inquiry is led by Brazilian investigator Paulo Pinheiro.
The horrific things are not only being perpetrated by the two terrorist groups, as the Security Council has defined, so-called ISIS and Jabal Nusra, but it's very important not to forget the human rights violations, the war crimes, the crimes against humanity committed by government forces and by other non-state armed groups that continue to act, to be present in the conflict.
The inquiry has repeatedly called for Syria to be referred to the International Criminal Court, but with the avenue blocked by divisions on the UN Security Council, it said an international ad hoc tribunal would be urgently considered instead. Police in Britain appealing for information to help find three teenage girls who are believed to be traveling in Syria, to Syria that is, to join Islamic State militants. The girls, between the ages of 15 and 16, attended the same school in East London. Police believe they are following the example of another teenage girl from school who left Syria for Syria back in December. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.